Now, as I indicated at the beginning, this sort of pattern, this sort of sequence of stages can be applied to other deities. You can meditate on Manjushri in the same way, on the Buddha of Infinite Light in the same way, and so on. In this description, incidentally, I've left out the entire ritual part. I haven't said anything about ritual. I've just confined myself to the meditation aside. But even so, even though I've confined myself to the meditation aspect, the whole practice is simple by Tibetan standards. But it must be confessed, it must be admitted, that many ordinary practitioners, especially lay people, they simplify it even further. So I'm going to tell you how they do that, and then we shall close. How do they simplify it? Well, to begin with, they just keep in their room, or in their shrine, or their meditation room, if they have one, an image of Tara, and or a painted scroll of Tara. This is just to give them an idea of how to visualize, what they should try to see. And then every morning they will lay out their 7 water bowls and they'll fill them with water, usually repeating a mantra. And they'll light a lamp and they'll light some incense. Every morning they will do this. As soon as they get up, as soon as they've had a wash, they come into the shrine, they look at the picture, they may just salute it, and they change the water in the 7 bowls, and as I said, they light the lamp and they light the incense. And this usually suffices for the ritual part of the practice. Then they sit down. They sit down on a sort of, plank bedstead, on a rug. They sit cross-legged, and they start by reciting various hymns, as we would call them, praising Tara and her great compassion. And usually in these hymns, the goddess is described limb by limb almost, and ornament by ornament, so that you can build up the picture in your mind. And they go on reciting and chanting these for quite a while. Then they recite verses indicative of their going for refuge to Buddha, Dharma and Sangha in the tantric way. And then verses indicative of their practice of the 4 Brahma Viharas and taking of the Bodhisattva vow. And then just sitting there and perhaps looking at the picture or trying to see the image of Tara in their minds, they just go on repeating the mantra of Tara for half an hour, or whatever length of time they can spare. And then they conclude by bowing down and dedicating and sharing their merits. And this is the way in which the ordinary person will practice this sort of exercise or this sort of tantric meditation. But if you're serious, especially if you've got 2 or 3 hours to spare every morning before you go to the office, and Tibetans do this, then you can go through the whole practice. I remember in this connection, this is just by the way, nothing to do with the Tara practice, but another kind of practice. I remember that one of my own teachers, after I'd had the initiation and the practice had been explained, gave me 2 versions. He said, well, here's the short version, which is to be done every day. And he said, here, and there were 20 pages of it, here's the lengthy version. And he said, when you have 2 or 3 days to spare at any time, you can go through this. So this is how the Tibetans, how the tantric Buddhists look at it.